From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. New components were added to the Missouri House bill that would exempt agricultural storm runoff and other agricultural practices from the Missouri Clean Water Law. According to the Columbia Missourian, House Bill 1973, sponsored by Representative John Wieman of O'Fallon, was discussed in a Senate committee hearing Monday after previously being approved in the House. One of the new components proposed was exemptions from the water law would not apply to concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, notorious for the huge amounts of manure they produce. The overall intent of the bill is to ease the regulatory concerns of farmers, but many opponents have argued that the bill would limit the Missouri Department of Natural Resources' ability to stop pollution, as another component of the bill would require the department to enforce the law after damage is done, instead of in situations where pollution could potentially occur. An attorney for the ex-husband of a woman who had an extramarital affair with Governor Eric Greitens has been issued a subpoena by a legislative committee concerning $100,000 in anonymous payments to the attorney's firm. Attorney Al Watkins on Tuesday confirmed he has received a subpoena. He expects to meet with the committee in early May. Watkins says he'll be, quote, as cooperative as possible. Greitens is accused of two felonies in St. Louis. One accuses him of taking an unauthorized and compromising photo of a woman in 2015 before he was elected. Another accuses him of illegally obtaining a donor list from a veterans charity he founded for use in his gubernatorial campaign. Watkins disclosed Monday that a courier delivered two $50,000 payments to his office in January, just before the governor admitted to the affair. Watkins says he was contacted by an intermediary and deduced from the conversation that the money was for the ex-husband's legal bills. The Missouri Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow in two cases that will test the limits of the state's Human Rights Act. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
The first case involves a Kansas City area transgender teenager who wants to use the boys' bathroom at school. The second involves a state employee who says he faced discrimination because he is gay. Both say their treatment violates the Missouri Human Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination based on sex. Lower courts are split on whether the act covers gender identity and sexual orientation. That's likely what prompted the state Supreme Court to act, says the ACLU of Missouri's legal director, Tony Rothert.
So we can know one way or another whether anti-gay, anti-transgender discrimination is legal in Missouri or not.
The state and the school district argue the act's wording doesn't extend protection to the LGBTQ community. The ACLU disagrees and has filed briefs supporting the student and the state employee. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A judge is expected to consider a quest today to disqualify St. Louis prosecutors from one of the two felony cases against Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. A hearing is scheduled for this afternoon in the computer data tampering case against Greitens. In that case, Greitens is accused of obtaining a charity donor list for his gubernatorial campaign without permission. Defense lawyers are asking Judge Rex Burleson to require a special prosecutor in the computer tampering case. They say prosecutors knew William Tisby lied under oath when he said he did not take notes in an interview with the woman with whom Greitens had an affair. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.